open with Chris Brittman threw a foot flat and the state works it out. Where again, you really have to concentrate on your bike in the pit road, and then you got to fill in the speed and sort of have to hold the speed, and then you're looking for your pit brakes. That's probably the most difficult part. So, yeah, I'm sure all the racing stuff would be fair. It's just all the procedures here are very, very different. Similar, I guess, you know, pre-season build-up is kind of the same, but, yeah, now that we're going to be racing every week, I've never done 36 weeks in the same series, but done it in other series, but, you know, yeah, it's going to be full. It's a long time ago, man, for a 2007, thought I'd get that, but, I feel like everything's new, and I feel like I have a lot to learn and improve and improve myself here. Yeah, so that's probably similar to what I thought back then. Yeah, for sure. I found it difficult to answer that question today. You know, the race is obviously still massive, but it's still massive to learn from. But I guess it is. For 124, you know, watching the pre-race stuff last year and being here to spectate the race was awesome. So you see the scale of it, but yeah, I try mentally to treat it like another race though, and just prepare like I would every other race and try not to get too wrapped and just focus on doing the thing and something. That's what we do every week in Supercars, and then we'd have so much more, you know, we'd have, it wouldn't be as big as this media stuff, but we'd have so much more to do, we'd be spread out, we'd end up just up for the world, whereas this guy, you just seem to turn up, a little bit of media, and then go racing, and it's all about the racing stuff, so I personally try that a little more, but, you know, I guess you kind of have to every week, you know, you race every week, you're only there for 2 or 3 days, and all about the racing. Races that are good and bad, you don't want to be excited for the day, or we're going to do something like that, you know, try and be excited for every race, and try and approach them all with the same amount of pride and focus. Yeah. No. I certainly enjoyed it more, you know, I used to watch it on TV a bit more fast one, and it's like, you know, just flat out the way, but when you're in the race, like, going on the Xfinity was pretty flat out and strung out, but I guess, you know, you're jumping for position, you're fuel saving, you're trying to place yourself in the right spots, and there's so much more to it, so it's quite fascinating as a driver, learning all these different skills, and then placing yourself right for the green flag starts, and yeah, just where there's free time available, so it's been pretty cool learning, and I certainly feel like I can be in it now. I remember my first for somebody driving out just then, the car is on the steps, basically, you know, to try and get speed for single car instead of driving a go car. It's also driving one hand and easy flat, you know, and then seeing the drive for the rear and, you know, front line to drive better than it feels like. It's so easy. And we're doing 49s or 50s then, and then we get on the very flat road. I've never done it before, so this year I want to have a routine. I know what I'm doing every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, prep for the week, and then have my Thursday off as a day to do my own stuff, like outside of racing. But yeah, it's been pretty cool, right? Especially with a whole new team, the 88 Miles and our track guys are just learning them, and yeah, just trying to get the routine and every week trying to be refreshed for it. person might have literally could have messed up. It's a good adjustment, you know, a shorter track, more laps, more time for this.